Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Hello, church. So good to see you. Look, it's just so good to see you. All our guests today, we want to say a huge welcome. And my name is Alex, along with my wife, Jess, and we're the lead pastors here of C3 SYD. One church, four locations. Shout out to the Northern Beaches. Yes, shout out to Central West. Shout out to Upper North Shore, Lower North Shore. We love you guys. And while you're there, everybody, can you put your hands together for all our guests? Massive, massive welcome. So great to host you. And today, everybody, we are launching a new campaign. So we're one church. We do this together. We launch a new season, a new campaign. We call it new series. We do it as one church. Today's the kickoff for September, spring. Spring it on, baby. We're coming into conference. Conference is coming very soon. So I want you to be ready for that. Friday night, 10th, we're going to have a cracking night. Going to kick it off. No days off work. Friday night, come straight from work. Book holidays around this. Saturday all day, finishing kind of in the afternoon. Sunday, all locations under one roof, Northern Beaches location, open to everybody, open to the public, open to everyone. Trent Membre preaching his testimony, going to be powerful. Then we're going to have our baptisms, and then we're going to have lunch on site. So there'll be food you can buy. It's going to be amazing. Sunday, there's no cost. Our conference there is, so make sure you get a ticket for that. Bring as many people as you can. And we are kicking off our campaign now, leaning into conference, which is really, really important this next few weeks, because as we prepare for conference, what we want to do as we prepare for encounters with God, hearing God afresh, seeing God afresh, having those moments with the Holy Spirit afresh, to do that, we need to lift up our eyes. Hello, everybody. Lift up your eyes. And that's what this campaign is called. Lift up your eyes. What does David say in Psalm 121? He says, I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord. We need to look to the Lord. We need to lift up our eyes. Our scripture is filled with passages where God reveals himself all through the Bible and beckons people into an encounter with him, into a moment of remembering who he is, a moment of coming back to that encounter with God. It's all through scripture. And as Christians, we affirm the living and active nature of the Word of God in our lives. We believe that God is not someone who simply met with people in the past. He did. We don't believe that encounters with God is just based on distant stories. We believe that encounters with God is something that we can experience today. That God wants us to know him, not just about him, but to know him, to encounter the power, the presence, and the Spirit of the living God. And so, you know, through the New Testament, the Old Testament, there's incredible stories of people's encounters with God. We're going to be looking at that over the month of September. Today, we're going to be in the book of Isaiah. Next week, we're actually going to go to Isaiah's encounter with God, the throne room vision that he has, where Isaiah is swept up by the magnitude of God and he's commissioned to be a prophet to speak on God's behalf. We're going to have extended worship. I see the Lord, that great song we wrote years ago that's based on this passage of scripture. The following week, we're going to go to Moses and the burning bush. Moses and the burning bush, the bush that was on fire, but not consumed by it, not burnt by it. This unusual experience that Moses had, an encounter with God. And it was a commissioning for Moses. We're going to have time for prophetic words. We're going to have ministry time where we're prophesying. We're going to create space for the prophetic that week. And then we're coming into the last week of Lifting Up Our Eyes, this series, right before conference. We're going to go to the Transfiguration, where Jesus had Peter, James, and John, and God revealed his glory and revealed the glory of who Jesus is to these three disciples, this incredible encounter with God. And we're going to have extended prayer that day. We're going to get everyone on the altar. We're going to pray as a church. We're going to come hungry. We're going to ask God. We're going to look to God. We're going to cry out to God, ready for conference weekend. So it's going to be an amazing month, everybody. Do not miss the month of September. It's going to be incredible. And if you are here today and you've never encountered God, you feel like God is a distant idea, but you've never had an encounter with him, we believe this month you're going to encounter the living God in your life. You're going to have an encounter with the Holy Spirit who wants to encounter you. So everybody, how are you doing? Are you feeling good? Come on, talk to me today. You feeling good? Amen. We're going to have an incredible month. We're going to go to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 60, one of our favorite passages, frames up what we believe is the vision that God has given us for this city. But it goes like this. I want you to grab your Bible in Isaiah 61 to 5. Have a look at this with me. It goes like this. Arise, arise, shine. For your light, keyword, has come. And the glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift. Come on, everybody, lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes and look about you. Look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look. You will look and be radiant as you look. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you the riches of the nations will come. And that's the end of the scripture. Isn't that good? Arise, shine, for your light has come. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The book of Isaiah was written across three major historical settings. And due to the broad time frame covered, many scholars hypothesize multiple dates for the completion of this work, of this book, which was collated to form one major book. It's one book, three parts, kind of like the Trinity. One book, three parts, chapters 56 to 66, are theorized to have been written about Israel's post-exilic exile period, dating this section from the late 6th century until the 3rd century BC. Chapters 56 to 66 continue the themes of judgment, of hope, and with a decidedly new perspective, namely that the righteous remnant of Israel will be composed of people from within Israel and outside, and the nations, the Gentiles. Isaiah 58 discusses the nature of true worship. Isaiah 59 looks at the bleakness of sin and lack of justice occurring in Israel. And then as we come into Isaiah 59, into Isaiah 60, we see the darkness of Israel in the nations against the backdrop in Isaiah 60 of God's coming light, which is where we come to arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. So things I want you to catch today, everybody. The first thing is that the call of God on the church is to arise. The call of God on the people of God is to arise. Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus, calling them to rise out of darkness into the light. And he was actually referencing Isaiah 60, verse 1, what we just read. Isaiah 5, 8 to 14 says, "For you once, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, 'Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.'" The church is called to arise, everybody, to wake up out of slumber, to wake up out of disconnectedness, to wake up out of the dead place, the dry place, where we once lived and can often find ourselves drifting back to our old lives. We drift back to the ways of this world, the sleepy ways of this world, where the world is spiritually dry. The world is a spiritual desert, full of death, full of numbness to God. But the church is called to arise. We're not called to shrink back. We're called to stand up. We're called to rise up in the fullness of God's light, God's love, and God's calling for the church. So in a similar fashion, God speaks to a prophet called Ezekiel. In Ezekiel 37, we're going to pick this up. This is 200 years after God spoke to Isaiah. The people of God have been in exile from the Babylonian Empire, and God brings this word, very similar to Isaiah, to Ezekiel for the people of God. I want you to see that the call on the church is for the church to arise. This has always been the call of God on the church. Ezekiel 37, the people of God, it says, "Then he said to me," verse 4, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones: I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. Arise. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put my breath in you and you will come to life. Arise. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says: Come, breath, from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. Arise.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them, and they came to life. Arise, and stood up. Arise on their feet, a vast army." This is a prophetic picture of what God wants for the church, everybody. He wants his church to arise. He wants his church to be full of the breath of God. He's not looking for a dead church, a sleepy church, an apathetic church, a church that's on the back foot. The church of Jesus Christ is called to arise, to stand up, to be full of God, full of faith, full of hope, full of love. Some of us feel like the people of Israel that Isaiah was prophesying to. We're stuck in old things. We're looking at the past. We're replaying things. It's time to arise. Some of you have been on the journey and you've been working with God on things, working through disappointments, working through struggles. And that is good, but can I tell you, it's time to arise. For the church of Jesus Christ, for C3SYD, for every believer and every person that is yet to believe, it is time to arise. Arise out of old things, let it go, stand up and step in to who God has called you to be. Amen. Come on, church, every location, can I get a good amen today? Amen. This is God's design for the church, for it to be spiritually alert, spiritually sharp, spiritually in tune, spiritually sensitive, hearing from God, seeing visions, dreaming dreams, arise. Everybody, this is what God wants for you and I. This is the design and the desire of God for the Church of Jesus Christ. If you have become spiritually blunt, this month, this conference is going to spiritually sharpen you. If you've become spiritually deaf, not hearing God like you used to, this month and this conference is going to sharpen your ears to hear the word of the Lord, to hear God. If you've become spiritually blind, you're not seeing clearly, this month, this conference is going to sharpen your sight. It's going to bring you back to eyes that see, eyes that can see what God is doing and saying. Arise, shine. The call of God on the church is to arise and to shine. The people of God are to be the light of the world. What did Jesus say? Matthew 5:14-16. You are the light of the world. He said it very plainly. You. Come on, everyone, say me. Very good. Very, very bold. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill can't be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. The church, the people of God, are not designed to be quiet or silent or hidden or irrelevant. The church is called to be front and center, chief among the mountains, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. The church is called to be visible, a light to the world, a witness of Jesus. Acts 1:8, but you receive power and the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you will be my witnesses. Paul said to Timothy, 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, for the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. The writer of Hebrews said to the Hebrew church, he said in 10:39, he, she, whoever it was, but we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. Proverbs 28:1 says, the wicked flee, though no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. We are called to arise and to shine. We are called to be bold. We're called to be front and center. We are not called to stay behind. We are not called to play it safe. We are not called to be risk adverse, so much so that we keep everything comfortable, that we keep everything status quo. We are not here to maintain. We are not here to rest on our laurels. We are not here to just keep it status quo, to play it like the world does. We are here to advance the church, to push back the gates of hell, to take risk, to have faith, and to shine. Can I get a good amen today? This is the call of God on the church, to arise, shine, be bold like a lion. Be bold, be bold, be bold. Why? Why should the church, can the church, must the church arise and shine? Why? Because our light has come and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Why can you arise? Why can you shine? Because Jesus has come. Past tense, everybody. Like if you're taking notes today, write that down, highlight that. It says your light has come. Has come. This was prophetic insight that Jesus would come. The light has come and the glory of the Lord is upon Jesus and therefore it's upon the church. It's upon the body of Christ. Amen. Dropped my pen. We are not waiting. I don't care about it. We are not waiting for God to do something. Come on, everybody. He has already done it. The greatest thing that could ever be done has already been done. Jesus died on the cross. He sent the Holy Spirit. It has happened. It has happened. We're not waiting on God to do something amazing. He's already done it. And now we can arise and shine because he has come. I like in Ephesians, Paul says it like this to the Ephesian church in chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. With every spiritual blessing in Christ, he has blessed us, has given it already. I'll never forget, I was on the phone to my friend. I called him and he picked up the phone. We were talking, we were just chatting about how things were going, and he was obviously going somewhere. He had to leave. So he was gathering gathering his belongings as he was leaving. And on the phone, we're talking, and he said to me, "Oh, hang on, bro. I can't find my phone." He was on the phone saying he couldn't find his phone. Looking for his phone, and he had it in his hand. I mean, that is really embarrassing. Looking for something, searching for something he already had. He was already using, he was already on it. He had the phone. It's like if you are waiting for God to get you somewhere, it's like praying to God and saying, "God, could you get me from this place, you know, my home to the city," miraculously. It's like praying for God to do something that he's already done. You've got a car sitting outside the front door. You can go to wherever you need to go because you've already got the car. You hearing what I'm trying to say today? Jesus has already come. All the authority, all the grace, all the power, all the truth that you need to arise and shine, you've already got it. He's already done it. It's like being given a gift voucher and never spending it. Have you ever done that? Collecting gift vouchers and you don't use them. You've got the value. You've received the gift, but you've got to spend it. You've got to step into it by faith. You've got to take hold of what Jesus has taken hold of you for. He has blessed us. Arise and shine, church, into what Jesus has done. Arise and shine because of the cross. Arise and shine because he defeated death, because he overcame the world, and he's been given the name that is above every other name. So the last thing, why can we arise and shine? It's because Jesus has come. How do we arise and shine? How do we come into that light? Do you know how? We look up. We look up to Jesus. Fix our eyes on Jesus. This month is a month to look up, everybody. Get out of the weeds. Do you know, right before Isaiah 60 is Isaiah 59. Yeah. And in verse 20, it says, "The Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who repent of their sins." When we look to the Lord, got my trashed Bible. When we look to the Lord, when we repent, when we turn to God, we encounter him afresh. "Repent, therefore, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Worship team, I'd love you to join me in all our locations. Let me read this scripture as we close. Psalm 34. It says this in verse 5. "Those who look to him are radiant." Arise and shine. "Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame." Church, we're going to do two things as we close. In just a minute, we're going to give everyone an opportunity. If you've never looked to God, we're going to give you an opportunity today to turn to Christ, to cry out to him, say, Lord, I need you. God, I'm looking to you. Where does my help come from? I've been looking for help in all these other places, but haven't looked to God. Today is the day for you to look to God. The second thing we're going to do, we're going to open up the altar in every location. We're going to ask everybody, I want to ask everybody, come and put your body and your heart and your soul on the altar. And let's kick off these next few weeks as we come into conference with the posture of, Lord, we're looking to you. Get on your knees, stand and praise, do whatever you got to do. But let's come and get on the altar and say, God, we need you. We're looking to you. We're expecting big things of you, God. We are hungry for a fresh encounter. Amen, everybody. Amen. We love you heaps. Have a great rest of the service. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.